So I guess the first really obvious question, I suppose, is what is the Ipswich Youth Advisory Council and what does it do?
Fantastic question. The Ipswich Youth Advisory Council is a youth engagement initiative by Ipswich City Council for young people aged 16 to 25. And the goal of IAC really is to ensure Ipswich's young people are heard on the issues that they care about and that they're empowered to undertake change-making initiatives across the city.
So, who's eligible to run? Is it anyone aged 16 to 25 or?
Absolutely. Anyone aged 16 to 25 that lives within Ipswich.
Okay. So, what are some of the things that councillors have the opportunity to do if elected to the advisory council?
The youth that are elected to the council, what we want to do first is listen and learn from our youth. So this is about giving them a genuine platform to have a voice. We want to hear about the issues they care about, things that matter to them, things that affect them, and then support and facilitate them to design and deliver initiatives, events, programs that are meaningful to them, and we'll provide wraparound support for them to do that.
What are some examples of initiatives that have come in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Ipswich Youth Advisory Council actually started in 2007. And some of the key achievements since that time have been things like the council has had Q&As with panels with representatives from different levels of government. They've written submissions that have been tabled in state parliament. They've done clothing drives for homeless people in Ipswich, and even undertaken things like youth markets in the Ipswich CBD.
So is this, have we noticed in the last, if that's what, 11 years, a big change positively in the city generally with this force working within Ipswich?
I think so. I think what we recognised last year, though, as with any program, it's always good to reassess where are we at, how's it going? And so we did that last year. And in its original format, it was for 12 to 17-year-olds. What we decided to do this time was to expand that age range. So we've now actually split the council into the Ipswich Youth Advisory Council, which is what nominations are open for now. That's from 16 to 25-year-olds. And then we have an Ipswich Advisory Council ambassador program, which is for 12 to 15-year-olds, which will be launched later in the year.
Okay, what's the difference between those two in terms of what you do if you're on the council?
Absolutely. So the Ipswich Youth Advisory Council Ambassador Program is really seen as a stepping stone for young people to be part of the larger council as they come of age. And that's a program where we'll introduce 12 to 15-year-olds to the workings of local government. They can participate in events and start to understand the dynamics of not only local government but the city. And start engaging in that public participation.
If you, because that sounds like a really fantastic way of learning about local government, and it's good for people to be informed with local government, whether or not you're actually involved. Presumably you're going to have to deal with the local government if you live anywhere in Australia.
Absolutely.
So if people wanted to get involved in that earlier council, but maybe limited places can't get in, are there resources available to kind of learn as part of applying for that are available to everyone?
Oh, good question. I think the application process in and of itself is a learning process. Putting pen to paper sometimes, whether you actually end up being nominated or not, is a process where people can self-reflect on what have they contributed to date, what do they want to be involved in, and start exploring options to do so, whether it's through this forum or another.
And so I suppose that's the same with the Youth Advisory Council. It's
Absolutely.
even just to apply, you're going to get something out of it, even if you don't end up getting the position.
Absolutely.
So I guess, how do people get involved if they want to be involved, want to nominate for a position? How do you do that?
Absolutely. So all the information and application forms are on Council's website. So that's at www.ipswich.qld.gov.au/IAC. So IYAC.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Abby Richards, who is the Community Engagement Manager at the Ipswich City Council. Now, if you are interested in applying to be part of IAC, then you've not got much time left. The applications close this Friday night at midnight. So don't leave it until midnight to apply, but you have until Friday night. My suggestion, this one comes courtesy of my sister who has an assignment due at midnight on Friday, is that the Socceroos have a game on Friday night, just a friendly to prepare for the World Cup. So she's going to submit or aiming to submit that at about 9 o'clock. So submit the assignment, then watch the Socceroos. I think that's an excellent idea. So if you want to participate in the Ipswich Youth Advisory Council, then go to the website. I believe you can get the documentation from just the Ipswich Council website as well. So you can go there, but search for it. And then you can submit it and aim for 9 o'clock. So if something goes wrong, you've got a bit of time, leeway, and you can watch the soccer afterwards. Just a tip from me.